USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. A huge crowd at the hangar wearing red MAGA hats shouts, four more years. Pennsylvania State President Trump won in 2016 by only 1%. The economy improving in Pennsylvania in the past 2 years, with manufacturing jobs back and unemployment down. Here's the president.
The United States added 263,000 jobs just last month, far exceeding any expectation. And since the election, we've created nearly 6 million new jobs. Now, if I would have ever said that to the fake news media, look at how many back there. Wow. That's a lot of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow down 84 points to close at 25,679, the NASDAQ down almost 114 points, and the S&P 500 down 19 points. Staying with the economy now, gas prices down for another week in a row as we head into prime driving season with Memorial Day weekend upcoming. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. There's also concern over what impact a trade war with China will have on the U.S. economy. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ford restructuring. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Ford announcing on Monday morning it's laying off about 7,000 white-collar workers, or about 10% of its global workforce. About 2,400 of those jobs are in North America. The company says it's part of a restructuring plan that will save the number two automaker about $600 million a year.
One Republican congressman says President Trump should be impeached. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican congressman Justin Amash became the first Republican to say he believes that President Trump engaged as what he describes as impeachable conduct. Now, regarding those comments, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News,
well, Justin's a friend, but Justin's wrong on this, clearly, and the way he did this is all wrong as well. I mean, the reality is there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, so that's check one. Number two, the obstruction charge. To have the obstruction, you really need the predicate crime or the underlying crime. Well, there was no underlying crime, so he wasn't obstructing. And I will just tell you, Sandra, when he says that few people have read this in Congress, I'm amazed at that, because everybody I know who's even talking about this publicly and in private to me about this, we have all read the report. We've compared notes. We've tried to interpret what we think are strong points or weak points. We've all read the report, so I was kind of floored by Justin's conclusions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.